Oh, yes, sir. We are back. We are here. We are live. Welcome back to the Wanker Show, episode 346.
Another one, 346, sacred.
Oh, okay. Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of the Wanker Show. Let's see them hearts.
I'm seeing the hearts fly up.
Hearts. Wonders. Do it all. Do the thing.
I kind of want to see how long you can keep going there.
Nah. I gave up.
You think you'd be like a fun DJ or like stage hype man like that?
Yeah, because I would just be like...
I think you'd have a fun personality.
I just hit my button, and then I just start dancing, because that's what they do. Welcome back,
everybody. Pokemon 346 is Cartily, by the way. Cartily. Look at this little guy.
I Cartily know her.
Look at that. That joke played better than it did in the Discord earlier when you were testing.
I don't know what you're talking about, pal.
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of The Wang Show. It's the show where friends come together, have a good old time talking about the things. And listen, there was a storm coming. You better bat down the hatches, Mr. Wayne. That's a terrible, I don't know what thing I was doing, but that was Catwoman.
That was a good trailer, though.
It was a good trailer. Oh, yeah.
The rest of us. When she leans into his ear.
Yeah, she sticks her tongue in his throat. Yeah, make sure you guys are liking the video, commenting, do all the things. We got to get in early, man. That's what the kids are doing. Starting off early, like this video, just do it. Even if you've never seen us before and you're like, who the fuck are these? Like, who cares? Just hit the like button and then subscribe. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to watch our stuff. Just subscribe. We just like numbers. We don't care about the actual content. Mm-mm. We don't. We will shill to sell our bodies. We'll do the whole thing just
we
to make a profit.
We spend our weekends just looking at spreadsheets, baby.
Spreadsheets.
That's all we do.
So send in your super chats, send in your Streamlabs. We just want money. We don't care about the rest. We really don't.
Yeah. I forgot where I was going to go because I was distracted by Nick's question. There's a storm coming has to be one of the most overused movie lines.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one in like, there's no other way or something like that. Ooh. Like, that's a big one.
No, I know. You know what one I hate is the, you said you'd spare my life. I lied. And then, like, they kill you or
wait,
something.
Wait, that specific exchange
But like the I lied. Like, like, you said you'd forgive me. I lied.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Comment right now. What are some other things that have been overdone too many times? The Chris Pratt? That's a big one. We're talking Jurassic World.
Just the hands?
Just the hands. Sorry, audio-only listeners. Which, by the way, you can find us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know, hey, listen, if you're listening to us out there, our brother, Joe Rogan, what's up, brother? How you doing? Part of the $250 million deal. We're proud of you. Proud of you, sir. Good job. Share the love.
Guys, I'm a robot today.
Yeah.
We're doing a virtual show.
That was a joke, by the way. I don't care about that.
As Christian said, there's a storm coming, Mr. Wayne.
Yeah.
So we're going to play my favorite game to play, which I play often in my head, Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Is Christian mad at me? Okay, so here we go.
Okay.
Yesterday, Christian got ahead of this and said, hey, it's raining, you know, tomorrow. So if you feel like it's too much for you to drive all the way down here, don't worry about it. You can I think you implied we can do a virtual show or something like that. Right. It was kind of what you were implying by saying, like, don't worry about driving.
Yeah. Down. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, don't worry about it. And then you said it again today and you were like, hey, don't seriously, if you don't feel like driving down, don't worry about it. And I was like, I think I can make it. It's all good. And then I text you today at like 6:45.
Yeah, 6:47.
As I'm about to leave and come down here, and I saw that the freeway was blocked off and that there are flash flood warnings all around, and both my wife and my mom are asking me, are you going to go drive in this? And I'm like, well, I'm going to do it. And then I'm looking, and there's like multiple lanes shut down on the freeway that I take to get here. And then I'm like, oh boy. So I send Christian a text that starts with the word so with a period. I hated sending that because I was like, this isn't going to go well. and I told the situation and I was like, I figured you'd go for option B here, which I was like, hey, how about we just maybe do a show on Wednesday or something like that? Maybe later in the week if you want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure the fans would be okay with that. And you did not respond to that one. So I was like, oh, shit. Let me see if I can figure out this virtual thing because internet situation at my current place was not great at previous times we tried to meet over Zoom. So I figured that wouldn't happen. So, Christian, you mad at me?
I'm not mad. Okay. However, I did have.
You did tell me two days ago.
I think I told you like three times because I think the first time I told you, I think we were having a side conversation, so it probably got overlooked, or, you know, we bypassed that. I did have like a, I did express as soon as I, because when I saw the text, I just saw the so in the preview, and yeah. I was like, I told him. I told him.
I know.
But then, yeah, and then I was like, I'll just, it's fine. I could probably just do the show. It's fine. Because I think I just, part of me.
Then when I saw, you said you're just going to do the show by yourself, and I was like, well, I'm not making him do that because of my indecisiveness over here. I'm like, no, this is my fault. Let me figure this out.
I mean,
so that's
big,
why I'm here as the robot now.
I'm a big boy. I've done solo streams before.
I know, but then you would have been all, like, frustrated and, like, you started the show. I wanted you to have good vibes for the folks watching, too. And I was we'll make this work.
Yeah. Yeah. Laserbolt says, I'm not mad, just disappointed. Well, hey, yeah. You know.
He's not mad. He's just in a I told you so mood. Fucking told you, Cody. Yeah. We could have done this.
But I'm also not going to be like, so you didn't risk your life for this show for the 31 viewers watching?
No.
Come on, Cody. That's
31
people.
No, I know
you'd
be cool with that. It was just like the whole, like, we could have gotten this set up sooner than 30 minutes before the warm-up.
It might have been, yeah, like 45 minutes before. Yeah. We actually go live, and I was like, let's fucking do the fucking thing. Yeah, that's fine.
So sorry about that. But I'm here now.
You're here now. Hey, it's pretty much.
You can hear me. It's all good.
It feels like you're right here. It really does. Yeah.
Close your eyes, baby. I'm right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk, though. Just imagine me just sitting right there next to you.
Yep. It's pretty much like you're here, just quiet.
Yep. Usual.
How's everything going?
Quiet, I do have to check out for like 30 seconds for a work thing. Are you going to be okay?
Are you kidding me? I could have done this whole thing.
I legit just got tagged on something.
I could do this all day. Okay, Captain America. All right. What do we got here? So, yeah, we got a lot of things that we are talking about today. A lot of headlines. A lot of big things happening in the news. And, you know, if we run out of shit to talk about, leave us some questions in the chat. Go ahead. Ask away. We'll ask throughout. Doesn't even have to be a super chat or stream live. If you want to send that, that's pretty cool. But if not, we'll probably read it anyways. And make sure you're continuing to hit that like button. Even if you're not watching live, you're watching after the fact, you weren't able to watch live for some reason, fake fan, go ahead and hit that like button. And then also leave a comment. See all those topics up above? Anything you want to talk about, whether it's Jurassic World, The Last of Us, Death Stranding, or who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. That's going to be a big one. Tay-Tay, PSYOP, Travis Kelce. I hope Cody can hear me during all this. He can. Michael Kotzer. Kotzer? Christian needs to be a robot zooming in from the kitchen. Damn, that's good. Why has it got to be the kitchen? Why? Because I cook? I like cooking. That's pretty fun. Jeremy Miller, I have a bad feeling about another. Oh, I see. I have a bad feeling about this. Another overused line. I think, Jeremy, I mean, where else? I mean, I'm sure other movies say I have a bad feeling about this. But, you know, I always see those as Star Wars lines. And, you know, it's not a Star Wars movie unless it has I've got a bad feeling about this. And yes, The Last Jedi does say it. I don't care what you say about that movie. BB-8 says it, and I like BB-8. He's like, meep, boop, meep, boop. You think doing a robot voice like that now is going to be outdated when, like, robots become sentient? And, like, what if I got canceled by robots for doing that? That might be insensitive. Like, you know, right now it's funny, but 10 years from now, that might not be good. Huh.
Talking about robots canceling you?
Yeah. We'll just cross that bridge when we get there.
I mean, they have all. I mean, they would have access to everything that you've ever said, basically. A lot easier than people would.
Not so the worst thing I said.
More efficiently.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Efficiently do it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I feel better.
So just think about that.
Okay.
Just be nicer.
I mean, I'm always nicer. Every time Amber calls out to Alexa, she's like, Alexa, stop! Like, she yells at it. I'm like, hey!
Alexa, shut the fuck up!
Take it easy! Ah, she's on our side for now. You get the Apple Google lenses, the goggles?
Okay, so the videos of people driving with that shit and doing all the silly things that people are making fun of, that's fake, right? Like, I mean the fact that, like, it's staged, like,
I mean,
they know what they're doing when they're making these videos. They're trying to get a reaction out of
probably.
Engagement,
I would say for the most part they are, except for the guy in the Tesla truck. That guy probably really loves that shit.
No, I mean, so he's like, hey, walk 20 feet over there and film me do this. I'm going to close the door really cool and then walk around and go like this. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, those things, I'm not going to lie, they're pretty cool. I've watched some tech reviews on them, and I don't think it's
the
worth.
The truck or the goggles?
The goggles. I think the trucks are a danger to society. I think those things are just giant boulders ready to just crush anything that's in their way. Gotcha. The goggles, I think, are pretty cool and pretty next level, but I'm not going to spend.
I'm just
going to
wait till they're more good. If it, first model of anything is going to have some. I feel like in 2 years, there's going to be one that's a million times better.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think in a lot of the tech reviews that I've seen, it seems pretty limited. And, you can, watch TV. There's only a few apps. There's actually, some apps, I think, deliberately aren't part of the goggles, are, left out. Like, even the YouTube app isn't on there. You have to go to the web browser for it. So,
They're pulling a Cody in 2016 right there. I don't want to
get the app, Cody.
No, it's, not
it's,
doing it.
It's
not
so much
it.
Better. Now you have the studio. Do you have YouTube Studio?
I do. I do. I go on there a lot.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
You brought up the Tesla trucks, which segues into Elon here for a second.
Elon,
What are your thoughts on Elon, Christian?
Do you not know my thoughts on Elon? Or
I'm just curious.
Are you are you?
Bro?
Don't. Con? Don't do this to me. You're not like an Elon fanboy, are you?
No, I'm just curious, because you're not crazy about the guy, right?
No. And okay. I think he pulled the greatest trick ever on, on people, because years ago, he was Iron Man was basically based off of him because of the things he's done with SpaceX and Tesla. And even Tesla, for the longest time, I would always hear I want to get a Tesla. And even me, I'm like, fuck, I'd like a Tesla.
Yeah, I actually have you saying that right here. Hold on.
Oh,
and people swear by the Tesla. They're like, "This is the best car I've ever driven."
I mean,
it's so quiet. It's driving a computer.
I mean, one day they're going to be pretty affordable. I think they're getting to that point where they're a lot more affordable. I think that's true.
Which,
if I did have the opportunity, I wouldn't mind taking a swing and checking it out. It is better for the environment, and they seem like pretty sick cars.
They do seem like pretty sick cars.
When was this from?
I listened to this episode. By the way, I don't have nearly as much sound bites as I was hoping, but I realized that I was looking back at our thing and I saw we did an episode on Elon when he hosted SNL or something like that.
Right,
it's so great, because I remember we were saying, oh, the episode was okay or whatever. So I was like, oh, I wonder if there's good Elon sound bites. I only have four, but that was just one of them. You're like,
but
I
did
say, come on.
But I did say at one point I probably wanted one.
Yeah.
So you're not getting a gotcha. Go ahead, try more.
And these aren't gotchas. They're just funny knowing now how you feel about the guy, whereas before you were saying things like this.
Yeah, I think he's doing great work outside for the world and just technology in general. I think it's all very important stuff. Listen. All
very important stuff.
Like I said, he played the greatest magic trick on everyone, because he was doing really good things, and I really think him buying Twitter and just tanking it, but not even so much as tanking it, but showing his real true colors as a human being. And
the only reason people don't like him is because
people don't like him, right? Just because he tweets some stuff sometimes.
Well, that's why he just tweets.
He was tweeting a lot of really stupid things even before he bought Twitter. But then he just, I don't know, he started getting into the right-wing grift, and I don't like X now a lot more than even before, even if we post some stuff on Wangers, but because it's a pretty dangerous website now. He's not censoring it, and I don't know. It's a mess.
Okay, one last sound.
Okay. I love the fact that he's just a rich dude, and he wants to get everyone he wants to get people to Mars. I love that. I think that's great. Yes, do that, Elon.
That sentence in and of itself is fine. Say who wouldn't want to go to Mars? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you there. But
do that. But instead,
it was just fun to go back down memory lane and just listen to us talk about Elon. 3 years ago.
Crazy how much can change in just a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I actually had a conversation with Amber about this, because I think we were think we were watching a tech review. Was it a tech review on one of the Tesla trucks? And the guys were kind of just, you know, talking about the truck. And I think because she, for the longest time, wanted a Tesla too. I was like, I wouldn't trust those. I wouldn't trust them now because I've seen them in person. I've had family members and friends who've had them, and I've like looked at them, and you know, I've seen a lot of people talk about how they're kind of not cheaply made, but you know, like some stuff isn't aligned right. It doesn't look that great. I'm sure the Tesla cars are still fine, but well, there was just that recall. But anyways, him showing his true colors, just like on running a business. I don't know. It just seems kind of shady to me. Like I don't trust something. Someone like that, as soon as he got Twitter, he just seemed like he just wanted attention the whole time. And he gets it. He gets it. But he just wants, no, you know what? He wants approval. He just wants like approval. He wants everyone to like him. He wants to be cool. Yeah. And it's just like, man, I don't need you to be cool. Give me to Mars. That's it.
Get back to, go back to being the Mars guy.
Okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get out of this Twitter world.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Anyways.
I'm with you. Yeah, but those are just fun sounds I found. Just wanted to throw that in.
God, you don't have me saying like Kid Rock was cool back then. I mean, he was cool back then.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We'll see. We'll see what I find. You never.
Grandpa's
know.
Feeling a little
maybe
frisky.
Maybe I'll make that a segment. Going back to the Wanger's vault and see if I can find some fun sounds like that. We'll see.
Jay in the chat, Janov says Teslas are really cool at drive and charging network, but the build quality, autopilot, dot, dot, dot. I've heard a lot of crazy things about the autopilot, too. So I have a friend who, just kidding. I don't know. I don't think I trust it. Plus, there are so many other car companies that are making hybrid and electric cars now that I think are, I don't know if they're, I'd have to like look into it, but, you know, there a lot more car companies are also doing it. So,
yeah, it's not special anymore. Sorry,
nah, it's not special. Yeah. Everybody's got a social media platform. Yeah. Congress loves TikTok. Oof.
You know what I unironically miss, wish was still around? The Jeremy Renner app. Like, imagine if that was just, like, around and just still a thing and, like, people use it every now and then.
You're fucking... No, I don't believe you.
No, this is absolutely a real thing. You don't
this
remember
is a
the
real
Jeremy
thing?
Renner app?
No, I don't.
This is a real thing, I swear. It was a real thing.
What is
like
it?
For, like, a day. It's okay. Where you can get all your updates on Jeremy Renner.
You're fucking full of shit. I don't believe you.
I realize
you.
As I'm saying this.
No,
this
is
exactly
one of your stupid. No, this is one of your stupid fucking bits. I don't
no,
believe
it. I'm laughing
it.
Because I could not write a better bit than this. Like, this sounds perfect.
No.
There absolutely was a Jeremy Renner app.
Yeah, you're Jay's, getting everybody on. No, Jay's. Yep, nope. No, I don't believe you. I remember Vero. I never had it, but wasn't that like
Jeremy Renner app was absolutely real. I think it was 2017 or 2018, and like it got
Hattie says
by, like
I've got so many Renner coins I can't use for anything.
This is a real thing, dude. You really don't remember this?
No, I never heard of this before.
It was taken down like within a weekend or something like that. And yeah. Look at this. Look at all the support I'm getting in the chat. Guys, you see this here? This is the support I need when I'm actually doing a fake bit here. Okay, guys, I need you to back me up so Christian can believe me.
Mobile apps. This is on Reddit.
Yeah.
Mobile apps. How a horde of Jeremy Renners shut down the official Jeremy Renner app. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. A bunch of people like hacked it or made it like weird and you know, it was a whole thing. Oh. But imagine if it was still around and people still used it. Like, now would be a perfect time to check in on Jeremy Renner with his comeback and all that stuff
after
his accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know if I want to get more Jeremy Renner updates, I know where I'd want to go, you know, to that app.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
that's
it's not
true. Yeah, I hope he's doing a lot better now. I think he is doing a lot better now. He's crushing it, so.
Yeah.
He does music, too. His music's fire. I want to listen to that on Spotify.
The music was part of the app. Telling you. I think it played in the background when you opened it up or something.
Patty
like
says you could pay for Jeremy to see your post or something like that. So it was like it was almost like a glorified cameo then.
Kind of.
Okay.
He was ahead of the game. Yeah.
What year was this?
I want to say it was like 2018, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
How did the least popular Avenger get an app? Hey, Jeremy, you calm down.
You watch your Jeremy slander, Jeremy.
Hawkeye is probably my favorite Avenger. Out of all of them, I love Hawkeye. My did I tell you recently that I think I might have posted
that you love Hawkeye?
I love Hawkeye. And the TV show. TV show is the best MCU show out there. I think I posted about this in Discord. Which, by the way, if you want to join the Discord, patreon.com/wangers. I posted on there that my brother was showing my parents like all the Marvel movies for the very first time.
Right.
And I think they too liked Hawkeye the best. No, they liked Rocket. They love Star-Lord. Like, oh my God. Would not stop talking about fucking Star-Lord. But yeah.
So your parents never watched any of them before?
I think we all went to we went to a couple before, like when we would visit my brother up north. I think we saw one of the Spider-Man movies. Might have been the big one. And then I think we saw like a Doctor Strange movie too. I can't quite remember. But other than that, no. Like my brother started them. He didn't show them all of them, but he showed them all the main ones, the main hits and stuff. And I don't know if they showed if he showed him Guardians 3 yet, because I told him just stop at Endgame. You're fine. You can a couple here and there, but you know, after that, you don't really need to go that far. But they love Guardians like the most. And so I told him, well, get ready for 3 because you're gonna be a fucking wreck after that.
Could you imagine if we kept doing commentaries for like all the MCU stuff after we did, because we went up to what, Infinity War?
Yeah, we still haven't even done Endgame. Yeah.
Like, if we kept going, because I think the number of projects has doubled since then, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's been another 20 or 30.
Like, imagine if we did all the TV shows and stuff. Yeah. I feel like after Infinity War, we might have done... I did Ant-Man and the Wasp by myself. That was kind of a snooze fest. Don't bother with that one.
What a sentence. I did a commentary for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I think most of my solo commentaries you can probably skip.
That's not true. But just Ant-Man and the Wasp sounds yeah. particularly sad.
Yeah,
sorry about that.
I mean, it was right before Quantumania, and I'm like, I'm gonna try. And sometimes it's okay to just not try. it's okay just to not do it. And then did we do Far From Home? I feel like we did Far From Home.
I don't know, but that movie weirdly has aged pretty well for me. I really Far From Home, especially once the Mysterio stuff happens. Like, I think it becomes really great.
That was my favorite part. Is that is that the movie that we saw before doing when we talked about Stage 4 and plotting that out? Or was that Homecoming?
No, that was Ant-Man and the Wasp. Bring it back.
It was? Oh, there we go.
I'm pretty sure. No, it was... No, it was Spider-Man, I think, because that was 2019, right?
Yeah.
And that's when we filmed Stage 4. So, yeah, never mind. It was Spider-Man.
Okay, all right.
Same theater as Ant-Man and the Wasp, though, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. Always is, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
J-Nev brings up a really good point here, and I might be doing this myself, but are you going to see Madam Web, Christian? You going to do it?
No, I haven't even been to the theaters yet this year.
I think I'm going to do it.
I
got my AMC A-list. I have to see two movies in a month to make it worth it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go see Madam Web.
When does that come out?
I think this weekend? No. Next weekend, maybe?
I think it comes out like Valentine's Day weekend, doesn't it? Maybe.
Okay, then that's probably next weekend.
Okay. And you usually go like...
You want to see it with me? You want to have a romantic date?
I kind of want to go with you.
Let's go get beers at Outback Steakhouse and go watch Madam Web.
I like
How
that.
About that? You
and then
do
we'll
that?
And then we'll do an out of theater reaction.
The only one that we've ever done.
Yeah, it's like gonna be for Madam. That's pretty
Madam
fucking
Web.
Funny. That's pretty
That's
funny.
That's a great bit. That's
yeah.
a good. Bit. All right, no one's gonna get it, but like,
no.
It's funny to us and the people watching here today.
Okay,
all
right. I'll look that up. I'll see.
Come on down, whatever Thursday that is. Let's go watch Madam Web together.
Let me see. Hold on.
Is there a popcorn bucket for Madam Web?
Oh,
probably not.
No, but I'll get the Dune bucket just for this.
When does the Dune come out? By the way, oh yeah,
I think it's March 1st. Yeah, it comes out Valentine's Day weekend, and it's only an hour and 54 minutes, dude. Honestly.
I love that. I genuinely love that.
Big fan of that.
Let's fucking go.
All right. Yeah, it's a date.
All right, we're doing it. Let's see Madam Web together on Valentine's Day.
I think it's technically on the 13th. It's the Thursday.
Oh, even better. Well, Valentine's Day is on like a Wednesday.
Oh, wait. Wait a minute.
Are we going to go Tuesday night together? Oh,
I think
man.
We might have to go Tuesday night then.
Okay, we'll figure this out. We'll go see Madam Web. All right.
Oh, shit, yeah.
We'll go research spiders in the Amazon together.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so yeah, we got...
Did you hear the rumors that the stars are just now finding out that they're not in the MCU?
Oh, no.
Like, I don't know if that's real. I don't... Like, there's no way. they signed on, filmed this thing, and are just now finding out they're not in the MCU.
Sweeney. Oh. Yeah, that would suck if they swindled them.
I thought I read that somewhere. I don't know.
Maybe, you know. I don't know. Who knows? It could be good.
Yeah. It very well could be. I genuinely hope it is. I think that'd be
could be a masterpiece. Huge twist. I like Dakota Johnson. So
I know she left the agency recently. Her agency recently.
I did read that too.
Related to this. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? I'm not one to speculate. But it could be cool. We got Madame Web coming out. Dune is coming out the 1st of March, I believe. Okay. And then more importantly, Cody. Moved a week up, I believe. Or maybe it's at
the
end. Yeah, I think it is.
You talking about Godzilla?
Yeah.
Is it in April?
No, it moved up to March.
Oh, let's fucking go.
I think it moved up like 2 days or something. I don't know. But it moved up like the weekend before its initial release.
Okay.
Godzilla X Kong, the new empire.
So I've been wanting to do a March Madness thing for the show for years now. And so I need help from maybe you and the audience to try to figure out what we should do. Because I've been thinking of ideas in my head, like monsters. So I thought about that movie. I was like, Monster March Madness. I feel like that's been done a million times, but like that
was
the first
thing
that popped
in my head. Has Doug Benson done that? Who cares?
He probably has. Yeah, that stuff, like the soundbite one I thought about doing, but that's almost too much work.
That's a lot of work.
Because I'd have to like invest.
I won't care because I won't have to do any of that. But
I did download a Google sheet of a 64-team bracket, so it's easy to plug it all in now. But
so if we did do
any ideas,
let us know what would be a fun for us that maybe isn't sound bites or like moments from the show or anything. Because as fun as that would be, that'd be a lot of work. And I don't want to do that. And
give us a great idea, but don't make it too hard for us.
Make it very easy. I like the monsters one. I mean, it could be all movie monsters in general. It could be fun.
At work, we've done Munch Madness, where we do like food based things.
Ooh,
you know that's always fun too. But
okay,
yeah,
okay.
Think about that. Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah,
stay tuned for our March Madness.
We got a whole month. We're gonna see. We got a whole month.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jeremy. I don't think we have 64 guests that have ever been on the show, but that's good.
We have like 12.
Yeah. Keep them coming. Keep the lists coming.
I don't know if we should do guests on the show because if someone gets knocked out in the first round, they're like, what the hell? Well, I mean, I thought I had a good time on the show. Why did everyone put me off early?
You would care what they think?
I'm saying the guests would care.
Yeah. You would care what they think?
Oh, what the guests
think? This is our show. We are above them. Above.
Oh, okay. It's a privilege for them to be able to speak with us on our platform, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Or maybe it's not. Maybe you try to reach out to some people and be like, you want to come on the show? And then they just don't answer you.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you.
They know who they are.
They know who they are. Yeah. I think we do have a guest next week, but I'll confirm before we say anything.
Okay.
It's on the spreadsheet, and there's one following him. We got to ask.
Yeah. If that's the one I was supposed to ask, I have not asked that person.
Okay.
Yet. Okay. But I will.
All right. Sick. I'm producing the show on the show.
Another thing we need help from the folks on.
Mm-hmm.
Christian, the Super Bowl is this week.
Oh, Cody, be careful.
And that sport is football that the Super Bowl plays.
Yeah, and you said Super Bowl with a hard S. It's the big game.
The big game this weekend, guys.
Thank you.
And if you recall last year, Christian, one of our favorite moments on the show that did not make our top 23 moments, but it was fun, was when we assembled the Wangers baseball team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So let's assemble a Wangers football team right now.
Okay.
Putting us and our guests together. Okay. Now, we don't need 22 people here because we just don't have enough.
We can do offense or defense.
22 guests. We might be able to do that if we actually took a second and like everything. There's 11 on each side. But we'll just go off top of our head here.
Okay.
Let's get me, you, and Brian out of the way. Me, I'd be a defensive tackle easily. I would just go through the offensive line with no problem whatsoever. And I'd get to the quarterback.
You are. Right.
Of course, right? I think we're all in agreement on that. Maybe even a center. I could be a center.
Real quick, Laserbolt says, has Roxy ever been on the show? She's fun sometimes. She would be great, wouldn't she?
We should ask her.
I should ask her. I'll reach out to her. I got to see if I still have her number. Maybe you have it. I'll reach out. Maybe she'll answer. Maybe you should text her. Maybe she'll answer you. So, yeah. Okay. So you, that's a joke. You would get annihilated.
What do you mean?
As a D tackle, as a DT.
You don't know the kind of agility that I have. I can get around
this. Cody, you are a kicker at best.
What do you say? Hey now. I was at least taking a scrappy slot receiver there. Okay. Give me some credit here.
All right. I'll give you defensive tackle. I was a defensive tackle.
Like a pesky corner or something like that.
Maybe receiver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Be like a slot wide receiver or like like a cornerback.
Special teams, run some laps. Shit.
I remember one summer I was like, I think I'm gonna try out for the football team this year. And I ran around the neighborhood and like threw the ball around my brother and I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna get killed. This is not gonna work.
Okay, so you want to be defensive tackle?
No, I know I'm not going to be. I'll be a receiver or a cornerback. What do you think?
I got to pick one of those?
Or a kicker, I guess.
I'm just kidding. Jesus.
I'll be in the game, coach.
I think that makes sense.
I'm talking myself into it now. I think it makes too much sense.
I'll give you receiver. Because corner, that's defense, no, right?
Receiver, you got to be tall. Unless, like, you're Tyreek Hill.
You are pretty
like
tall.
I'm not that fast.
Yeah, but I, no offense, Cody.
Oh, I've taken plenty already, but go on.
I don't think you would do much as a corner.
Think I'd get burned?
Yeah.
Think they would just run past me? Yeah.
I think you would be a great receiver is what I'm saying.
You know what? I'll be the kicker, but okay. I'm going to wear like full-on crazy-ass pads and sleeves and like gloves and stuff. I'm going to have a crazy face mask and a visor.
It'd be
I'm
going to
be the coolest looking fucking kicker out there, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll be me.
All right.
That'll mean.
I'll be the quarterback. No kidding. I'll take nose guard or defensive tackle.
Okay. Okay. So you're going to be a lineman. Okay. I know you mentioned that or whatever previously.
I did, but
I feel like you have like a linebacker or like a safety build.
I'm not fast though. Safety's got to be fast.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I would do linebacker. But I'm not big enough, but I could be big. I could be.
Okay.
I could be good.
Brian, I think he actually has the build for a quarterback. I think he's taller than both of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's probably got a cannon.
I've seen him throw the football. He actually can kind of throw the football a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like he's mobile enough.
Yeah.
You know, like he can get out of the pocket if he has to.
He just doesn't have the leadership, though. That's the only thing.
No. He's got some.
Not much of a leader. Yeah. No.
He's got some intangibles that are questionable for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be.
He'd be a great pitcher, though. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay.
So we'll give him quarterback. We'll give it to him.
We'll give him quarterback. I think.
We'll give him quarterback, but he's not one of the team captains. I know that's
quarterback that's not a team captain.
I know that's like a staple, but I think that's like the most Brian thing that there can be. He's the quarterback, but he's not a team captain. Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy brought up Ken. Where would Ken be?
You know, I could see Ken as a snapper.
As like the center?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can see Ken as the snapper. Yeah. I can see that working out. And, you know, mall security, he's a defender. Sen.
Michael says, Brian's the backup QB. And weirdly, that makes so much more sense.
It kind of does. He's the backup.
I can see him really owning that. Like, he's on the sideline with, like, a backwards cap and, like, the playbook in front of him, like, with the earpiece. Like, it's a good look for him. Like, I'm just saying, it fits the part.
He's the backup quarterback, and the season that we the team wangers are currently playing, the starter got injured. He pulled an Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's like himself. The Chad Henne or like the Mike Glennon. Of our team. Here.
I don't know those names.
No, you don't. As I started saying, I was like, this is gonna go over with silence, right?
Patty said Eric's the mascot. I like that. Eric would be a cheerleader. He would be a good kicker too, though.
If I'm maybe he's the punter. Or like the...
It's usually all the same.
No.
Oh, whatever.
How dare you.
Okay.
Okay, so if Brian's the backup, are we putting Mark at the quarterback, the first string?
Yeah, I can see Matt.
He's a good face of the franchise.
Mark.
And he'd be a hell of a captain.
He's a good leader, too. He's somebody that would actually be a leader. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's good. Alex is what... We got too many people who are like skinny. This doesn't really work.
Alex,
I mean, he'd be a corner, but he'd be bad.
Yeah,
You know,
that is if he's all we've got, then we'll take it.
Is Alex a third string quarterback?
No.
Okay, so we got that. Oh, you know, would he be a beast at defensive end, mm-hmm. Christian? Not the defensive tackle, defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Lavick.
He would
line
up
there.
Good.
He's getting past you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not stopping that.
I like that.
On the flip side, I see Adam Smith as a tight end. He could be a pretty good tight end.
And he's got that hair, too.
He's also tall enough to be able to, like, he'd be a great looking tight end.
I like that. That's good. Yeah. Matt Nose. He's tall. That could be our corner or our safety.
Nose is tall.
Is he? I'm just short, so everyone is tall to me. So
I can see him being a defensive back, though, like a safety or a corner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have Grace as our running back. I feel
she's
in
pretty
like
fast.
This, like, mm-hmm. like DeAndre Swift, like type speed, like back there. You know,
okay.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I like that.
Yeah, just cutting through defenders like crazy.
Jeremy says RB3 is a tight end.
Maybe
I can kind of see.
I got him on maybe like the other side of the defensive end with Adam. Maybe like we have them as like a 1-2 punch. Maybe.
Oh, we do like a screen play with them and RB3 defends. You know what a screen is, right? you know these plays as a
yes, but
okay.
If you're doing a screen, that's an offensive play. What are you talking about?
We're only doing defense. Oh, would you say Adam is?
Wait a minute. Lavick is a defensive, but we're doing both sides.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Nose is a corner.
You said Adam. I thought Adam Smith because you said Adam.
Adam
was...
Smith is a tight end.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yes,
and I was
that's
thinking...
on offense.
Okay,
and then Lavick is a defensive end.
Yes. Yeah. Okay,
and then I have RB3 is the other one.
The other one. Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm on the same page. Okay. Jeremy says Nose is a running back. I can see that.
Maybe.
Jeremiah says Brian is a ref. He's gonna. Got a aura of a referee. I can't see. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that could work.
Okay. Laser Bull says RB3 would be the best blocking tight end ever. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Darina
like
could
red
be
zone threat as
Darina
well.
Darina could be a kicker.
No, maybe.
Okay.
You can only have one kicker.
Oh
one kicker
God.
And one punter
okay.
usually.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Then she's a running back. I can see she might be kind of fast.
Maybe like a receiver. We need some receivers, man.
Frank, hold on.
Frank is a receiver. There
no,
we go.
I was going to say Frank could be our quarterback.
Ooh.
I think Frank could be our quarterback.
That's pretty good, but we have Mark as our quarterback. I don't know. Ooh, that's tricky.
Okay, fine. Then we'll put Frank as a receiver.
Got to have Frank as a... Or flip-flop him. I don't know.
No, Mark... No, okay, no. Frank is a mess. Frank is not a leader. Sorry, he's not a leader.
You do need that. You need that personality there in the huddle. Yeah, and I could see Mark doing that.
And
then
Frank would just be like, get it together, come on. You just start yelling.
So fucking listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. I don't know where we're at in all this, but we're just going to try to keep thinking
of the depth
chart.
We need some linemen. We need some linebackers. Maybe a safety or two. You know, stuff like that. Maybe a fullback. We can get a fullback up in here as well. But I think we have most of the key skill positions filled out.
So these are the skills.
Yeah.
So now let's go to the lower.
That's
end
what
the, of
they're
the...
called, the skill positions, Christian. Like the flashy plays.
Well, I don't know where you played football, but where I played football, all the positions are skilled.
Okay.
For those of us on the team, okay? Gotta be a team player here, Cody, okay?
Okay. Nose guard, you said you were? Okay. Just making sure. I want to make sure.
I played it a couple times. That's hey, I got through that hole many times.
Nose guard. Okay. Okay.
Oh, Brett.
Ooh.
Lineman.
Yeah.
No skill whatsoever. Though. Yeah.
This is an actual thing that people say. Chris.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's put Alex as an offensive line too. Why not? Just put him in there. See what happens.
You got a real problem there, left tackle, if Alex is up there.
He's the long snap. Difficult. He's the long... Yeah. No, he's the guy that holds the football on the thing before the kick.
We do need someone to do that for me. Yeah, he'd be...
Isn't that usually the quarterback?
He used to be. Now it's the punter, I believe, who does it. Yeah.
God, what happened? Okay. God, football got... When did football get woke? Jeez.
Okay, we got a pretty good squad there, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we would.
Any other names?
I think we would be a terrible team. But you know what? As long as we're having
we
fun,
we would look good. We would look good. We'd be charismatic as hell.
Yeah,
be a good time.
Rocha Riley. Rocha could be. Rocha could be a lineman.
Yeah, he'd round out our offensive line.
Oh, Jason Inman could be.
Do we forget Inman? He's a good tight end as well.
Yeah, that's a good tight end. Riley, I could not see as a linebacker. Not at all.
Rocha would be a good linebacker.
Yeah.
We put Rocha at, like, middle linebacker.
You know, Riley could be our snapper.
We have a lot of people snapping the ball. Yeah. Right. Too many centers here and not enough people filling out the depth chart in the linebacker.
Oh, yeah.
Category.
Michael Kotzer says Rocha is in the replacements. He's not in the replacements. I see what he's saying. I thought he was saying, like, he was an extra in the replacements.
Okay, got it.
He's the Favreau character in the replacements. Just okay. The hothead. I see what he says now.
Got it.
Yeah.
Hogue, where do you want to play? Where are we going to put Hogue? Where are we putting Patrick Hogue? Let's see.
I can see Patrick.
He might be able to play, like, outside linebacker. He's got, like, a decent build.
I can see him as a quarterback, too, though.
We already have four quarterbacks on the roster.
No.
We got to be careful here. Okay.
This is our strategy. We put all of our players in positions, and we don't fill in the rest. We have four quarterbacks at a time.
You're going to be confused like fucking crazy. Okay?
It's fine. Hey, fuck it. It's football. It's
you
confusing.
Might tackle us very, very quickly.
Do you even know all the rules for football? It's insane. You. There's so many rules. It's ridiculous. And you know what? I don't care what people say. I like the script this year. I think it's good. I think the narrative that they're trying it's to say is pretty damn good.
Pretty disappointing.
Oh, well, you know what? You know what's going to happen?
What's that?
There's next year. And then year after that, it's like Madden. It's the same thing every time.
Did you hear your Panthers stole my coach?
They're not my Panthers because I'm not a freak. And when I talk about sports teams, I don't be like...
You can claim some ownership over your team that
you
root for, you
cannot.
Come on. Have a little bit of fun.
That is ridiculous.
Make it a slice of your personality to be a fan of a team.
You know what I thought the other day? And I'm not trying to throw shade on, like, you know... Be passionate about who you want to be passionate about.
It sounds like you're throwing shade.
No. There's a button here. Be passionate. You know, enjoy the things that you want to enjoy. But the other day when the Chiefs were playing the Ravens, right? Before, you know, the Chiefs just slaughtered them. They didn't slaughter them. It was a pretty good game. But I was like, oh, I can actually watch that game. I think that was on Amazon or Peacock or something like that. The other game wasn't. It's like, you know, I'll actually watch this game. It was at noon. We had a couple chores that we were going to be doing in the morning. And I said, oh, you know what, let's try to get back by noon because I really want to watch the game. We get back like around 11:30, 11:45 for doing chores. And then Amber goes, let's go to the park. We'll walk Draco around. And I'm like... I really wanted to watch that game. All right, let's go. And then I was just like, imagine if I was one of those guys where I was just like, oh, but the game, babe, the game. And I'm just like, oh, I'm glad I'm not that guy.
I mean.
I'm sorry that you're that guy.
I don't put my foot down. Like, if we have to go to the store, I'll go. But I'm going to be like, the Bucks are currently losing 28-10, and you're making me leave right now.
I did check my phone. I'd be like, oh, what's the score? Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. They scored. Cool. That's the extent that I went. But again, be passionate about what you want.
Having YouTube TV on the phone is also a game changer. Like I've done errands and just had like my phone out, and that changes everything.
Yeah. See, I won't go that far. That's a little obsessive, but that's how sports fans are.
Obsessive. It's the same thing as like. Having music playing while you're doing stuff. I mean, you know.
That's a little bit more normal. That'd be like, no. The equivalency of that would be if, like, I'm such a movie fan that, like, I'm going to go chores, but I'm watching Fargo. Like, whoa.
It's not quite the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
That requires more focus and attention, I think,
no,
than narrative.
No, it's all
programming.
The same. It's all, you get it in. You miss a couple things. It's fine.
You can go to a sports game at a bar and not hear a single thing that's happening on the TV and still take in a wonderful experience. You can't do that with Fargo.
I think you totally can.
I wish they would show prestige dramas like Fargo at Buffalo Wild Wings. Don't get me wrong.
That would be pretty cool. They probably show Yellowstone, for sure.
Can we start a sports bar that doesn't show sports? It only shows prestige television? Like I like the
cinema
idea
bar, cinema bar. Yeah. We were just playing A24 movies on a loop.
This has to exist. Someone has to have like a hipster bar where they just show like really good movies, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Somewhere in LA.
There was one bar in Yapa. Not Yapa. Where's the... God.
Yapa.
Not Yapa. God, what's...
Napa?
Not Napa.
Yucca Valley?
No, not Yucca Valley. What's the other wine tours and the big one? Temecula? Is that where all the wine tours are?
Temecula.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I was blanking on it. But in that... in that like little downtown area, they had a really cool barcade where they just had footage of like Halo gameplay. And I was like, oh wow, this is pretty fucking cool. I like it. And they had a great soundtrack. It was all like early 2000s pop punk. It was great.
Okay. So you found a millennial bar, basically, is what you found.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So go and check that out. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. So just imagine like it's Saturday night and you're going out with the bros. You got your Christopher Nolan jersey on and you're out there and you get to the bar.
That sounds terrible. Your Christopher Nolan jersey. I like that though.
I don't know. And then like the witch is on TV. It's like fuck yeah, man. Just hang out and watch this.
And you go to critique the TV because like, oh, I really wish they didn't scale up all the way. I wish they kept it at its original aspect ratio, just like I saw it back in 2015 or 2016 if you didn't see it. And when its original release was.
There's like an actual film projector coming up from the fucking ceiling. Oh, man. There's so many possibilities.
Oh, this is pretty good.
We got to make this.
Yeah, and there's
this
only.
This has to be a thing.
And there's only IPAs available. There's no, like, any other kind of beers. It's only IPAs. And charcuteries. Left and right.
Of course.
Just fucking salami and crackers. That's
nothing
it.
Nothing but charcuterie. It's the whole menu.
I love me a charcuterie board. Let me just say. Big fan. Big fan. All right, speaking of big fan, Cody, we got some topics. Let's get through them.
Shit, we got through 48 minutes of this bad boy without having to get through any required topics.
I didn't think
we
would be able to. Which one do you want to tackle first, my friend?
I don't know. Oh, speaking of tackling, Super Bowl. Whatever.
What do you got? You got 49ers, right? You don't want...
I'm rooting for the 49ers.
You hate Taylor Swift, that's why, right?
I like Taylor Swift. Let him be happy. Okay.
She just won a Grammy, you know.
Yeah. I loved her speech, by the way. Where she's like, I just won. By the way, I have a new album.
I have a new album dropping.
That's her great speech.
Did people like that?
I just love the flex on that.
I'm sure people didn't like that, though. They were like, we're here to celebrate. Whoa.
I don't think people actually cared. I think
probably not.
Yeah.
I'm sure her fans would.
New album? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but like.
I think Scorsese one was like, this is great. By the way, I'm filming my next project here in the fall. No.
My scenario is that Scorsese wins an Oscar, and he's like, by the way, Netflix, tonight, I just released a Cloverfield movie. It's out. Martin Scorsese presents Cloverfield 2. That'd be sick.
Okay, look, I know we do this to ourselves every year, but there were rumors of a new Cloverfield movie within the last couple years, right? I believe they're like an actual sequel to the original.
Yeah, it's like an... Yeah.
Are they going to do it again here? Are they going to do it again this weekend?
I don't think they'll do it for Soup. Man, that was the most exciting thing from a... Super Bowl that I've ever experienced.
I know.
And I remember being at a friend's house and the only one excited for this. I was like, are you kidding me? And then going home and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, it's fine. But
hey, at my house for that?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think we were friends yet.
We were.
Just kidding.
Coming out this weekend, by the way?
Maybe.
That's a no. Okay.
Well, maybe. Who's all going? Mm. Is Gabe?
I'll let you know.
Is Gabe going to be there?
Yes.
I like Gabe.
Confirmed.
We can talk CinemaCon. And maybe actually see each other this time. I kind of want to.
Okay.
You want me to bring
anything?
You're
not going to be there, though.
Just say,
I know how this works. I know. Come on.
It's not me.
We're 30 years old now.
It's
we
not,
don't have these interactions.
It's not me. Just saying that.
Okay,
no, I'm just kidding.
It Draco?
It's Draco. He's like, can I come? And I was like, oh, probably not, little boy. But
well,
I at least...
say no dogs, but I think Draco would be a good vibe.
Oh, he would be chill as fuck. He's the best dog on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I at least, you texted me and Brian, I at least gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Brian didn't say shit.
Yeah.
He might be still mad at us for not responding to his last... We didn't respond at all. But to be fair to us, we were filming that weekend, so...
It's true. That's true.
Anyways. Yeah. Where were we at? Okay.
Where were we going?
Chiefs are going to win because it's written in the script and Taylor Swift's a psyop. And then our topics. Oh, there are going to be some Super Bowl trailers.
Okay.
You excited for any? Or would you, I mean, they're all going to be released before the Super Bowl is actually going to happen.
Right. That's true. Kind of ruins the fun of it all, huh? Yeah, I don't know what's coming up. Okay. Should we do Super Bowl bingo? Should we have like a fun bingo? We just got to start preparing these bits before the show instead of saying, what should we do?
I would love to do a live show during the Super Bowl while the Bucks are playing.
No, you don't want that.
I want that. I want it to live on the internet forever.
No.
Mm-hmm. One of these days. Okay. You got time. You got plenty of time. I'm sure they'll have
Bucks
some more
go to season. Plenty of Super Bowls. So, yeah, you know, maybe we'll do it one of these years.
You had a good couple of years.
Did.
Good couple of years.
The team had a good couple of years. I did not because I can't claim that I'm a part of this, okay?
Because you're not.
Me. Not us.
Because you're not. No. You're not part of that team.
No, of course not.
No.
I need to clarify that I'm just watching other people be a part of their own.
If someone out there is saying, like, you know, we as the Wenger show, I'm going to be like, you're not part of the show. No, I'm just kidding.
It's a fair point.
You have nothing to do with this show.
How would you root on the show, though, as if you were a team?
Let's say
it'd be so fascinating. Like,
if we were up for a streaming or something.
Hear me out.
You know? Yeah.
A sports bar, but they show podcasts, all right? And they put the Wenger show up there.
And then you got to have Joe Rogan in, like, the bathroom or something like that, you know? Just him talking about DMT the whole time.
The beers available are the only ones that are sponsoring the shows, you know?
Oh, that's
Miller
good.
Lite.
Yeah. I like that. All right, topics, main topics.
Right. Where are we going?
Okay. Which one you want to tackle first? I know I said that last time for you to set up, but, you know, there's a world of topics.
Let's talk. Oh, we could...
There's a world of topics. Jesus Christ.
Let's talk about dinosaurs.
Baking powder?
I'm sorry. I fucked it up. Anyway.
Come on, man. We're getting a new Jurassic World.
We are.
In like a year.
Yeah, so that's
going to get pushed.
That's where I'm getting worried. Okay. Totally fine with David Leitch directing this.
I don't know if it's not even confirmed, right? He's just in talks.
I think he's just in talks. Mm-hmm. I'm a little worried that since it's coming out next year, that they just kind of hired him on because they needed someone to jump aboard.
So you think they already have a script and it's all ready to go?
I think, yeah, David Koepp wrote it, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Like, because he wasn't involved earlier, like, I'm worried that, like, he's just kind of jumping on to
maybe.
It's like a hired gun type thing.
I can see
them. Might be totally wrong on that.
I can see them pushing the release date, too. It's like, the last one came out last year, 23 or 20, I think 23.
20, no, 22.
22?
Maybe even 21.
No. No, that was during COVID. I saw
it
this
was,
in.
It was 22.
I think it was 22. Feeling 22.
Classic World Dominion. 2022.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So 3 years. 4 years is fine. It's okay. Let it breathe, man. Let it breathe. If there's dinosaurs on the screen, people will go out and see it. Yeah, I like David Leitch. I think that's good. He's got he directs good action, and I just want to see some good action. The last trilogy, you know, wasn't my favorite, but I like dinosaurs.
It was fine.
It's not the all the like anything that comes out now. It's like it's all just fine. You know, And you're not going to get back to the original or even The Lost World.
Life is just full of diminishing returns, guys. Like, yeah. The quicker we all accept that.
Dominion returns. I don't know. Make the movie, make the humans start to go extinct and then have the dinosaurs just take over.
That's what I'm saying. Are they turning it? That's what I was thinking. Like, are they going to do like a Planet of the Apes?
That's what I was
saying, where they're like, they're slowly just going to.
That's what I thought Jurassic World Dominion was gonna be, because I remember they in the marketing they had like the locust thing. I was like, oh, is this thing like killing off humans? Like, what if the humans start going extinct and then the dinosaurs take over, and then it sets up the Jurassic World where at the end it's like all the humans are gonna be dying and it's only dinosaurs and a few humans left. Like, that would be cool. That's great, but they didn't do that.
I just don't know if that's too similar to Planet of the Apes.
Oh, who cares?
Maybe why they didn't do it.
Who cares? I think it was literally the same writers too, weren't like the.
I'm pretty sure, or at least they were on. Jeff and Amanda Silver, I think they worked on both franchises.
Yeah.
I don't know if they. Yeah, yeah.
Just fucking copy paste. It's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
Otherwise, where do you think this goes? Where do you think the direction goes of Jurassic World? Fuck seven.
Yeah, I if it's not like a prequel of any sort, I think they'll just make it like.
Oh, that would be cool.
There's someone across the country you got to get. Somebody goes off on a quest again. They got to fend off dinosaurs in the process, type thing. Is kind of what I think they're doing.
You got me on this prequel idea. You're gonna hate this. Because this is along the lines of just do a Jurassic World movie where it's just an everyday life of running a theme park
thing again. God damn it, Christian.
I want to see a prequel of Jurassic Park slash World or whatever of them just like trying to genetically figure out how to create these dinosaurs. And then when they do and then like, one breaks out or, just like the early stages of Jurassic Park. That
years
cool.
ago, I had a movie idea where it was about John Hammond. And like it was like just focusing on his like entrepreneurial career, and like at the end he's like, "I want to make dinosaurs." That's kind of like the end of it. I realized as I was like, "Oh, you only get to the good shit at the end. Maybe not the best movie idea." Cody.
That's good.
I didn't go beyond that. But
it's good for an end credit scene because the movies come out and all anybody ever talks about is the end credit scene. It's like, well, what about the 90 minutes of movie? Feels like that's the most
like he gets
part.
Bit by a mosquito and it's like, wait, hold on.
No. The end shot is the amber. Yeah. It's in the mosquito inside the amber.
He's literally seeing the sap fall down the tree and he just looks. He's like, I have an idea.
Yeah, I like that's the idea. Happened. I do like the idea of a prequel of them trying to. I can see them doing that to where it's like. And then the last shot is like the helicopter where the group are coming in, or something like that. But yeah.
This has been done to death in like games and other side stories and stuff, but like stories happening like parallel to the original, I like a lot too.
Well, I like that idea too. And isn't that one of the games that's coming out too? It's another one of those parallel things. But they're specifically calling this, I know I'm sure the title will change at some point, but they are calling it a Jurassic World sequel. So
yeah,
I'm assuming it will take place after. They might even change Jurassic World to Jurassic something else. They might. Because it's Jurassic Park trilogy, Jurassic World trilogy. They might do Jurassic.
Yeah, you're right. I guess they have to.
Jurassic
might be a new thing.
Jurassic Field. Jurassic
Legacy or something like that.
I hate Legacy.
Yeah.
We were talking about movie quotes earlier.
Jurassic Beyond.
Take Legacy out of movies. Take subtitles out of movies. Just seven. just
say the next one.
The next one. I like that. Yeah. Or Jurassic. This will be. Okay, hold on. I can't do planet because that's world. I'm thinking the subtitle for this is going to be 65 million years in the making.
that's a long subtitle, Christian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or right.
It's got a nice ring to it, though.
Ooh, okay. Jurassic Amber Alert.
or just Jurassic? No. Jurassic colon a new dawn. New age.
Reaper. You know? Reaper has a good one. Jurassic Galaxy. Fucking dinosaurs in space. Do you remember? You don't remember this, but there was a game franchise called Dino Crisis. I think I've talked about this before.
I know Dino Crisis.
Okay, yeah.
Did I play it?
No, you didn't.
But I know the title.
Do you know who created Dino Crisis?
Hideo Kojima. Speaking of which,
racist.
Death Stranding.
No, hold on. No. Shinji Mikami, who created...
I'm not going to guess because I'm scared of guessing. What are you talking about?
Resident Evil.
Oh, really?
Yes, because that's why everyone's saying, it's dinosaurs. It's Resident Evil with dinosaurs. But anyways, the first two games were kind of back-to-back, like the Dino Crisis 1 had a specific story. Dino Crisis 2 built off of that. Dino Crisis 3, this is coming back to Jurassic Galaxy, I promise. Mm-hmm. Dino Crisis 3 jumped the shark and went like 500 years in the future where dinosaurs are on a ship in space. Yeah.
I just like how you couldn't help yourself. And as you said, dinosaurs. You said it in the accent. I don't know if you realized
dinosaurs.
It, but you said dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs.
On a ship in space,
yeah. Brother. So look footage up for that because I played that game. And that thing's fucking wild. It's not great. Okay. But anyways. Michael Kotzer says Jurassic Park minus one.
Solid.
That's pretty good. Yeah. What could they realistically call it? Jurassic what? As opposed to park or world?
I'm telling you, it's going to be something like Legacy. It's going to be something
Legacy?
Like that. It's going to be something that's like evergreen has been used in like other franchises and shit.
I'm curious
Jurassic
what it would
Tokyo Drift, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, I like Jurassic Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jurassic All Around the World. What do you think they would do next? I forget how the last one, the last one ended just with humans living with dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
Coexisting.
So, yeah, and I don't want them to just rip off Planet of the Apes and say, like, oh, humans are getting sick, and also, you know, here's this mission.
War for the Jurassic dinosaurs. War but... for the kingdom of the rise of the dawn of the Jurassic Park.
Yeah. It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Well, we'll see. It's
I'm excited. I know we're kind of just like bleh, but like I'm legit excited for this. I'm actually want to see what happens.
More dinosaurs. Oh, Jurassic Awakens. Yeah. Jeremy Miller says.
That's not bad. It's not bad.
I just want to see more dinosaurs. I'm fine with that. Show some new dinosaurs. Like Dominion was like meh, but at least they showed various dinosaurs that we've never seen before. And there
Jurassic
were some
Kingdom. Bobby says Jurassic Kingdom. That's pretty good.
I mean, Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Jurassic Kingdom as your main title, and then subtitles after that. I think that
kind of
makes sense.
Michael says Jurassic Park Continental Drift. Do you think they like strip it down and make it a much smaller story as opposed to like a grand thing? They're just gonna go bigger.
No, I think they're expecting $1 billion revenue here with every one of these things, so they have to go bigger. I think it's just their studio mindset.
Okay.
As much as, like, we might want to see a smaller story. That's why, like, they'll never divert from, like, the big action-adventure of it all instead of, like, making it more science-based or, like, even horror-based. Like, I don't think they'll ever do that in a big project like this.
Hey.
Like, they'll keep it like a globe-trotting adventure.
Listen, if whoever's out there ever wants to have two guys adapt the original Jurassic Park book into a TV series, we could do that. I've read the book 3 times. I could read it a 4th time.
I listened to it.
Cody, that's not helping us.
It counts.
I have the book signed. I have the book signed.
You
by
get
Michael
out of
Creighton.
Here with your elitist takes on reading.
I've read the physical
just
copy.
Just so you have to read the words, okay? You think you're better than me?
I've read the physical copy twice and the Kindle once.
Okay. Well, did you drive while you were doing it? Because that's what I did with my story.
No, okay, I read it in my economics class in high school. That's why I don't know shit about economics. All right, so Jurassic World. We're
stoked.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are fucking fun.
Yeah.
All right. What else, Cody?
Let's go to Last of Us, Christian.
Oh, last but not least.
It's not last.
No, but it is of us.
It's not either. That doesn't work.
Okay. You remember Last of Us 2? Do you remember that game? Oh, hold on. Real quick.
Just me taking your volleyball fucking segues and just, nope, get out of here.
I'm looking at Jeremiah's chat, and he's saying some stuff, but the only word that stuck out to me was universe. Jurassic universe.
That seems too far out.
Nope, that's what it's going to be.
Or they'll, like, flip it and call it, like...
Universal Jurassic.
No, like, they'll... The title will be something else, and the subtitle will be, like, a Jurassic Universe story or something like that. Like, that's the only way I can see them doing that.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know.
All right.
From the Jurassic Saga. Anyway.
So The Last of Us. The Last of Us Part 2 was a little game, not controversial whatsoever, that came out in 2020? Right?
Yeah.
Came out in 2020.
Yeah.
And then just recently, like last weekend, they finally released The Last of Us Part 2 documentary, which would coincide with The Last of Us Part 2 remastered, which I believe if you had the original, you can just update it for like $10. And there's a couple of things. We'll get to Death Stranding in a second, but there was a point where I quit out of Death Stranding, bought the additional $10. Like, I'm just going to play The Last of Us 2.
Oh, really?
But we'll get there. But yeah, this documentary, it's like a 2-hour documentary. It's free on YouTube. It's
fucking great.
It's fantastic. It's amazing. Everything that I wanted it to be.
Well, since it was made by Naughty Dog, the documentary, they didn't go like as hard on them as they could have regarding some of the crunch stuff. Although I do appreciate that they acknowledged that.
They acknowledged it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And said they fucked up and they're trying to change and all that. I actually really appreciate that they included that. Mm-hmm. But that's my only gripe with it. I think it's a fantastic sort of retelling of how that all came together.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, they're not gonna go super. I mean, if we made a documentary on ourselves, we're gonna sugarcoat the shit out of it. You can tell me.
Yeah, we're like, wonderful people.
We're always right. You know, we're not mean. Yeah, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's pretty eye opening, and it's great to finally kind of. I mean, we've talked about The Last of Us Part Two, and I don't want to speak for you, but I am. The game's great, and I think both of us agree that it's great. Is it better than the first one? No, but
I think. Well, I kind of go back and forth. I don't know.
It's ambitious. It's very ambitious.
I enjoyed playing the second one more than I played the first one. I might have enjoyed. The story more in the first one.
I think
the overall experience I liked with two more.
Gameplay, technically, all that stuff, acting, miles better. Like obviously, like they've perfected the craft, and they show as much in the documentary and how much they really do care about that stuff too, which is why these things take a long time.
Made me never want to make a video game.
It seems very stressful.
Just for so many reasons.
So
much can go wrong in the 5 years that it takes to make these things, and I'm just like
just being a fly on the wall just by watching the documentary. Those meetings that they would have as they're like watching like the demo as like Neil Druckmann's trying to play the demo. I'm like, oh, I would hate to be in this meeting.
Yeah,
I would fucking hate this. This seems miserable. It's cool shit like that hopefully can be very eye opening for people, because I remember when all that stuff was happening, because they do go into the leaks, because The Last of Us Part Two was unfortunately leaked before. The initial release, and they got
and no spoilers here, anybody, because I realize there are people who are watching the show who didn't play the game. Yeah. So I don't want to ruin anything.
We won't spoil anything, but the leaks spoiled.
Yeah,
The biggest things,
everything,
and it was all out of context. And there was all these articles that came out afterwards. I remember I had friends texting me like, "Did you read the spoilers? This game's gonna fucking suck." I was like, "Why? Why are you doing this? Why are you reading this?" I've never understood why people would just go to Reddit threads and just read through everything and not get the full experience of everything. I stayed away. I remember I muted everything.
Yeah, remarkably, I was able to as well. Yeah.
Did not see a goddamn thing. And I played the game, and it's fucking, even the stuff that was spoiled, it's like, when you play the game, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I've never understood the hate behind that. It's crazy. People just want to hate. I think the most heartbreaking thing was seeing Laura Bailey, who plays the character Abby, and the shit that she had to deal with. Even Neil Druckmann getting all the hate and death threats towards him. It's like, people are so fucking ruthless. And I know, I get that at the time when this was happening, it was a very rough time for a lot of people. But it does not fucking excuse the shit that people were saying to all of them. And like death threats, like it's so easy for people to type shit without thinking through that, and it has a toll on people, and it's very unfortunate. And I'm glad the documentary shed that light, because I felt like there was an injustice there, that like they went through all that, the game was released. Obviously, I think the part of that justice is that the game was a super success and was reviewed very well. It's a fucking great game. It's critically acclaimed. But still, I think there's still that sort of like the side of the internet that's just like, oh, fuck The Last of Us 2 because ruined XYZ.
It's literally The Last Jedi, but for like video games. You can't talk about it without like this fucking stupid, discourse around it. And it's frustrating. I hate it.
Yeah, no. I have not gripes, but I have issues with part 2 that aren't necessarily story-wise or like, the stuff that people are just complaining just to complain about. But like overall, it's like when I put down that controller, I was like, holy fuck. Like there were things in that game. I was like, I don't want to do this right now. I don't want to. And I've never played a game before that has like made me think about characters or decisions that I was making like that. Like it's fucking impressive. It's really impressive. Yeah. Even the stuff that they talk about, I love when they talk about cause there's dogs in this and some parts where you may have to kill a dog, but it's like, they're also like, you also don't have to kill the dog. Like, you can
also didn't know that.
Yeah.
killed a lot of dogs in the game when I was playing. Had no idea that was optional.
Yeah.
I'd love to have known that before.
You can
don't
sneak.
Know if that was part of the leaks. Maybe I should have looked at that and found out. Oh, God. I felt really guilty after learning that in this documentary.
You can sneak by all of them, sir. Except for one. I think one's a specific story dog, but, you know. But, yeah. It's a really good documentary. I highly recommend it. It's on Naughty Dog's YouTube channel. Go and check it out. It sheds a lot of light. There is spoilers, so obviously if you've never played Last of Us 2 or 1, it's probably best for you to play them and then watch that. I think the first documentary is on their YouTube channel too, which is also really good. But also seeing all the actors in the mocap suit and seeing the reactions to things, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, they pretty much confirmed Last of Us 3 is kind of might be a thing.
Which was weird that, like, people were blowing that up as much as it was. It's like, well, yeah, I figured there would be a 3.
That was the first time it was, like, directly said, like, yeah, we're probably going to do it. It was always never really said like that, I don't think.
Yeah, I guess it's true. Yeah.
So I get that was, like, the closest thing to a confirmation that we've got. So.
Nick, Manny, or whoever, because I see them as, like, the video game guy. They're in the know, you know? Mm-hmm. They're the cool kids. Isn't Naughty Dog coming out with some kind of, like, science fiction game first? Like, that's what they're working on right now? I thought they were working on some, like, other game, and then they're going to do...
I did not think so. I thought
they were. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm stupid.
I know they were doing the multiplayer thing that got canceled. So I know they were developing that for a bit. I wish that'd be cool if they're working on something else, because the shitty thing about games that they take so long. So, like, if they're just making sequels to everything, it's like, okay, that's another 15 years where this company's not going to make a new original title. Yeah. So I'm like,
I could have swore.
That'd be cool if they are. But.
Oh, okay. Manny says we don't know what they're working on. Okay. I don't know where I heard that. Maybe I'm thinking of a different company. I thought they were working on, like, an original IP before. They go into Naughty Dog. I mean, Last of Us Part 3. But okay. All right. Cool.
Okay. So probably a third one about 7 years or so. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very. And you know what? I'm fine. When it
we
comes to
do something about how long these fucking things are taking, man. And then, like,
no, take as much time as you need.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want that to come off as make them work 24 hour days. I'm just saying, like,
no. Cody was watching that part.
We
gotta
get the technology to advance. Maybe I don't know.
Well, yeah, it
without having AI take over.
Yeah, that was one thing that I liked when they talked about how they're just like, yeah, we just let everyone be creative and, like, let them do their things, and then they just go off and do it. You know, as long as they can, like, handle it all, that's just pretty cool. Reaper says nothing concrete confirmed for Naughty Dog just yet. We only know there's one, maybe two projects in development. Manny says you might be thinking Sing Santa Monica, who did God of War. No, never crossed my mind. I don't know who I was thinking of. Maybe I'm thinking of...
I want them to make a new thing just because I think the last original title they had, I guess, was Last of Us 1 in 2013. Before that, it was the first Uncharted, right? Mm-hmm. Because they just made 3 straight Uncharted games.
Mm-hmm.
And then Last of Us and the 4th Uncharted. But before that, I think it was Jack and Daxter was their big one they were doing.
Oh, maybe.
But I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, but we will get it in, like, 7 years. And, shit, we'll be 40 years old playing Last of Us Part 3.
How old are you going to be? Because, like, old people now didn't really have video games.
I think we'll be fine.
Like, I'm going to be fascinated if I'm still 85 and playing video games, you know?
I'm not. No, I won't be. No, I mean, I'm, like...
Are we going to be good, though? Because I'm already bad, and we'll get to this very soon.
Yeah, you're an anomaly. That's
I am stumped with how terrible I've gotten at video games.
I'm frustrated with myself. I think video games have an easy setting usually. I think they need, like, a very easy setting.
The one
I'm
playing right now for Death Stranding, Christian,
it
is literally on very easy. There is a very easy mode.
Yeah, but how do you calculate that? You know, like, how do you measure that out for someone, you know, because it's all subjective, you know? I don't know.
All I know is I fell off a cliff the first 5 minutes I was playing this fucking
game. Real quick, before we get to Death Stranding, because I do want to talk about that. Where do you think the story is going to go in Last of Us 3? Like, where could you see it going?
I mean, I think you're getting some sort of end game or closure with
sure
Ellie, probably.
Mm-hmm.
With her, maybe finding a cure or something. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I was thinking that. Yeah. I was thinking that her and Abby team up for a specific reason. Like, you know, they have a common interest and they have to put their differences aside and fight for each other.
Oh, that could be fun. You play as both of them again, but they're on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
That actually can be fun.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like that.
Not a dog. Hit me up.
Yeah.
You can have that
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, I think that, or they'll introduce a third character. they'll do what they did for two and then piss everyone off. And you're like, you're going to do what to Ellie? No, Ellie is the protagonist. Ellie has been the protagonist this whole time.
Yeah.
So completing her story all the way through makes the most sense. But what doesn't make sense is Death Stranding, because nothing in this game makes any fucking sense.
How far are you? Okay, we should give background here. So we both started this game a few days ago.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the new one's coming out, I think, this year, right?
Yeah, there was a state of play, and Death Stranding 2 was... I mean, it's already been announced, but I think they released, like, the first trailer and I think some gameplay, maybe. I didn't watch it, but then I went in Discord, and I was like, hey, are you Kojima fans? Should I play this? Am I going to waste my time? I didn't really get a response. I think I got like one or two maybe eventually. Yeah. And then you said we should both play it. I was like, okay, let's both play it.
Always thinking of the bit. Think of the content here, Cody.
That's true.
Come on. Yeah.
And then
within 5 seconds of this bit, I regretted it. but we'll get to that. We will get to that.
I'm still in chapter two.
Okay, me too. Okay. That makes me feel better.
But
I was like,
yeah,
Christian's probably like chapter six or seven right now. God damn it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm assuming I'm still pretty far behind you, but
did you get a few
missions, connected a few people to the network or whatever.
Okay, did you get to the port?
The port?
Okay, you have. So I am further than you, but don't worry, because I'm a freak, and this is my fear with this game, because I'm kind of obsessed with it now. I am kind of obsessed with it. I think I've gotten to a point where I've sort of crafted how to get through specific things.
I think I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to have fun now. Where I'm looking forward to missions.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's it.
But I'm still not.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah, I still don't quite get the. And this is your first Kojima game, right? That you've ever played.
It is.
Okay,
it is.
So
I've never played any of the Metal Gears.
So this isn't as bizarre to me. I'm like I fully recognize and understand that this is from the mind of someone who is far greater than mine, probably, because there's shit in this game. Like, I'm sorry. A what? Okay. You're going to have a baby and what?
I'm still confused by the babies.
Yeah.
I'm still confused. And I got to tell you, after spending all day with one crying baby, to turn on a video game where the controller is now crying at me, not ideal. Not ideal. The second that happened, I was like, pause audio settings, turn off
just
controller
turn it
audio.
Off. Just turn it off.
Not going to have this be a part of my experience here.
I was trying to explain it to Amber because I was like, oh, because we call Draco BB, like BB, but we call it just like it's like baby, but we spell it out as BB. Yeah. And that's what the babies are called in the game. I was like, oh, look. I was like, look, check this out. I showed her a thing of it. She's like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
It's a baby. It's a baby in a little tank.
So once again, idiots here. We're dumb. We're okay. We don't understand the game yet. We're trying to get there.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm gathering, so when people die now, they explode. That's kind of what's happening. The whole world is infected with this thing. So when they die, they explode and they turn into like black goo and stuff like that. Is that kind of what's going on?
Yeah.
And the babies can sense the big scary monsters.
So that's what I was confused about, because I know the little robot thing on you literally senses them.
The moment I figured out how that thing worked. I was like, oh, it's like a compass. I was like, okay, let me just turn this way. Then I can avoid these fucking things. Okay,
well, it's hard to fucking avoid them because they just pop up on you. Have you gotten the grenades yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I just got
those things are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
The one thing that I've gotten kind of obsessed with is micromanaging where I put all my stuff. Because have you gotten the bike?
I got it, but it wasn't charged.
Okay.
So I have to build a generator.
Once you build a generator,
And first, I got to go pee, then take a shower, and then take a shit, and then I'll go build this generator.
That's such a, like, yeah.
I love how, like, when you go to pee, it says, like, you can aim or let it fly. Or like, yeah. It's literally what, like, the words say. Let
but
it fly.
Then you get, like, little grenades after that out of your piss.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you get a grenade called a number two, like, after you take a shit. It's great.
I love that, like, there's those little details like that, while also being in this incredibly complex, like, confusing ass story as well. Like, I love this sense of humor, I guess.
Did you see at. This threw me for a fucking loop, because the game is essentially like it is online without you having to be online, because other people can, like, build stuff and it pops up on your map for you, and you can, like,
I was gonna hit up Harley in the Discord because I thought I saw, like, it said, like, Harley something, and I was like, is that
Yeah, I haven't come across your name or anything like that, so I don't know if it's randomly or if it's, like, you know, people that you're friends with on PlayStation. I'm not too sure, but it is unique in that way because, you know, likes are very important in this world. Look, so you can like your things.
I've left a lot of ladders around because I can't pick them up sometimes. Like, yeah. I do it and, like, and I go to do it and, like, the thing is redded out and I'm like, why can't I pick up my fucking ladder? Yeah. What's going on here? Why can't I bring this back? So yeah. If you see a ladder conveniently placed along a mountain, that's me. That's all you.
There
Take
you
it,
go.
Guys.
Nick says the robot can sense the BTs, which is the beach things. Those are the creatures near you. But BB can help you actually see them. So
okay.
Yeah, when you hit your little sensor thing, I think, and then they pop up. It definitely helps to see them because those were the most frustrating things for me when they start to gather up on you and then they drag you underneath. God damn it, man.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gotta hit fucking it square again.
Just to shake them off, yeah. Have you gotten a gun yet?
Shaking, I love when you have to soothe the baby and you'll just shake your fucking controller.
Yeah, it says...
That's you soothing the baby.
It says rock the
baby. Don't recommend doing that strategy in real life.
It says rock the baby.
Violently shaking it.
It says rock the baby and it's literally...
Yes, it's just... It's not the best, like, one-to-one example there.
No. But I'm intrigued. Like, I'm still going now. Like, this is what I was saying earlier. Like, this is my worry, is because the last Kojima game that I played was Metal Gear Solid 5. I got like 40 hours into that movie and into that game, and I think I barely touched the surface of, like, how far into the story I actually got, because I know how long his fucking games can be.
I looked up how long this one was.
I think this one's like 40 hours, I saw.
Oh, no, don't tell me that. I thought I saw it was 34. Oh, no.
I saw 40. Yeah. Which is, honestly, for him, like, oh, girl, that's nothing. I've played Assassin's Creed.
I saw someone comment earlier saying the ending is like 2 hours long. Can't wait.
Yeah, that tracks.
Can't wait.
I mean, I didn't like grow up playing a lot of Kojima games. I played them a little bit later. Like all the Metal Gear Solid games. I when I had a PS3, I think it was, I played the Metal Gear Solid, like, Mastered Collection or Remastered Collection, and it had a couple of them. So I've played 3. I've played the first one. I never finished 2. I remember, so 2 has something interesting because you play as, like, the original character from the first game, and then, like, you play him for the first 2 hours, and then something happens, and then you just play a completely different character. And I was like, oh, I'm not as invested in that, but I do want to finish it sometime. So maybe someday I will. They just released all that stuff on the PlayStation Network, too. And those games are fucking interesting, too. Metal Gear Solid 3 was sort of my first experience with Kojima, because technically Metal Gear Solid 3 is first in the timeline, and then you play, and then it's the first one, I think. And the third one, for all I know, might be one of the best ones. I've never played 4. That's one that I've been always wanting to play, because everything I've heard about Metal Gear Solid 4 is that there's, like, 5-hour cutscenes, and Metal Gear Solid 3 was very much very much that same thing. So when all these cutscenes that I'm seeing in Death Stranding, I'm like, yeah, this doesn't surprise me.
I took a nap during one of them.
Yeah.
the one in the Oval Office or whatever. I was like, I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah.
And then, like, the next thing I know, what the woman's off the hospital bed and yelling at me. And I'm like, what the hell's going on?
So it's like she was the mom, but now she's the daughter. I'm like, what's happening here? I like the guy with the mask. That guy's cool.
Yeah.
Like the fucking head of the Secret Service. I don't know.
I love that Guillermo del Toro is just a supporting character.
Do you know
out the whole time.
Do you know of other notable people that are in? I mean, I know they show the credits.
I know Mads Mikkelsen's in it. Mm-hmm. I know Jordan Vogt Roberts is in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's like someone you deliver to, I think.
Oh,
like
maybe I've interacted with him. I'm pretty sure I interacted with who's the guy that hosts the Game Awards every time?
Jeff something.
Jeff Keighley?
Sure.
I think that's his name. I'm pretty sure he's one of them too. But there's two. Nice. One is both are super fucking random. I don't know if I want to. I haven't run it. I think I've run into one of them, but one for sure I haven't run.
You're talking
into.
About like hologram type shit, like when you go deliver something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I got it. There's two. Oh well, Michael just put it in one of them in chat. But
really,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
There's another one that's just like, wow, that's fucking random. I don't even know if you would be able to recognize them. So
okay,
and text me if you ever run into someone. You'd be like, is that who I think it is? So
okay,
it's super fucking random. But
sounds good.
But aside from that, cast is great. I like I love Margot Qualley. Big fan of her. So it's cool to see her. And then Leah Sado is good. I've only seen her very briefly. Troy Baker, your boy, he's in the game too.
I haven't seen him in the game yet. I don't think.
When you get to the port, you interact with him. Yeah.
What the fuck is the port?
You'll get there. Okay. I think that's the... So when you get to the port, it they literally say, like, are you sure you don't want to go back and do some orders and deliveries? So that's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I'm doing a bunch of stuff. That's what I keep saying. Like, that's my worry. I'm going to do all these fucking side things and not even
so
do the story.
Mad. So the where I'm at right now, I went west, and I did, like, two or three fucking things. And they're like, all right, well, you're going to go back east to the capital. I was like, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But make sure to do some jobs along the way. Like, oh my god!
When you start
like
using
walking,
the,
do I got to do here?
When you start using the bike, it's very hard to maneuver, but there are pathways for you to use it, and if you can find a couple generators along the way, it has become so helpful. Honestly, keep doing side orders because it increases your cargo on how much you can actually carry, and then when you have your bike, you can actually put some of your cargo on the bike. That's definitely very helpful.
So I wish you saw me the first time I did a loadout thing because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. These days with video games, when I see how tiny the font is on these fucking menu screens, I get nervous. Like with Cyberpunk, like I still don't know what the hell is going on with that fucking interface. So with this, like I'm doing what I now realize was just selecting my gear for the mission I was on, but I was just clicking things to just go like, come on, let's fucking get going. And I close out for this first mission, and I have, like, two ladders. I have, like, everything on my arms, on my hips and everything like that. And I have, like, a backpack that's, like, 8 feet high.
Yeah.
And my guy is literally, like barely fucking moving.
It looks so ridiculous.
I feel like this is wrong, and I got to go back and fix this. But that was embarrassing.
That's what's been really fun about the game is just, like, figuring out, like, what goes on what. I like putting the ladder on the tool rack because you can actually see it stick up and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I'm on board. I think I'm starting to finally get it. It's fun. Throw on a podcast or something. Listen to something while you're traversing through United. I love how you can like go across the United States. Like I've already done like most of like the East Coast. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. But, just a couple of quick 20-minute hikes and then you can get through.
The game really
all the Carolinas.
The game just really relies on just walking the whole time. Real quick, Nick breaks it down for you if you want to write this down. If you ever have interest in playing the Metal Gear Solid, the new remastered HD collection is on PlayStation right now. Part 1. I'm sure I'm waiting for Part 2 because I want to play Metal Gear Solid 4. So the order of the Metal Gear franchise goes Metal Gear Solid 3, Peace Walk. Wait, okay, sorry. Metal Gear Solid 3, which is technically Snake Eater, I believe. Then it's Peace Walker, which is a side mission. Skip that one. That one was kind of boring. Then it's Metal Gear Solid 5, Metal Gear 2, which were like the top-down little, that's the OG on the SNES, I think. Then Metal Gear Solid 1, Metal Gear Solid 2, then Metal Gear Solid 4. There you go.
Okay, that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
I don't even need to write that down. Yeah, that's good.
There you go.
Okay.
Cool. So, yeah, the game's very weird. But
report more as we move along here in the weeks.
Do you think you'll ever
beat it next week?
Yeah, I'll probably end up beating it.
It'll
yeah.
take me 6 months, but we'll get there.
Well, I'll try to keep at your pace. You text me and you let me know when you're at the port, then I'll move on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. See how long this takes me. I'll try to play after this, since I don't have to like drive home tonight. I'll see if I can like quickly boot it up.
And if you don't make the port by tomorrow, I'm just gonna move on.
I try to play like an hour a day, an hour or two a day, and go from there.
I'll probably play after this. Yeah,
I get too damn dozy. I sleep as I'm fucking walking.
There you go.
Then I wake up and I'm dropping all my packages, and it's like, what the hell?
Well, hey, that's what you do, Cody.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. We did the list. We got them all.
We did the topics. Yeah.
Fucking did it. Real quick, we'll probably start doing the Patreon shoutouts right now, but Wiley sent in a super chat. Thank you, Wiley.
Thanks, man.
My birthday is Friday. Happy birthday, Wiley.
Hey, happy birthday, buddy.
I'll be 24. That might make you guys feel old, since I've been watching since I was 15. That's
Wiley, I'm so sorry that you have spent some of your formative years here. Wow. Watching us.
He says, thanks for getting me through another year. Wiley, thank you so much for supporting us through all this time. God damn, man. Whew. Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, you're a good one, Wiley. We like it.
Yeah, yeah. You're one of the best, if not the best. Yeah. Damn. To be 24 again, man. 24, I don't know where I was.
I look back at those days like, just cringing. Not like I said of course. Bad, but just like, I didn't know shit about life.
Yeah. You know?
Like I'm okay with where 30-year-old Cody is. Like I think I know some stuff. I'm sure I'll be looking back at as I'm 40 and looking back and be like, 30-year-old Cody didn't know shit. But
true.
Yeah. I'm comfortable saying didn't love myself at 24. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I like being old. I appreciate it. Yeah.
I like knowing things. I like having wisdom. If that makes sense.
I like knowing that the black void is just getting closer and closer every day. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Next time you get attacked by the BTs, you're just going to let them suck you down.
Oh, yeah. Have you let them suck you down yet?
No.
Oh, see what happens.
What a great sentence, back. Have you let them suck you down yet?
See what happens. Just go ahead. Just let it happen one time. You're gonna be like, I'm sorry, what?
I can't. Just my fatherly instincts just take over the second hear that baby start crying. Okay. Like, I'm not you fucking well, dead right now. We're going
to
survive.
You got to the cutscene where, like, the baby... You get swallowed by the baby and the did you see that cutscene?
That's in the early on, right?
Yeah. That's where I was just like, okay, but yeah, I'm back. I'm back in Kojima world.
Okay.
So there it is, folks. There's our show. That is the show. Welcome to the show. Boom, boom. Thank you all. We appreciate you. Yeah. As we get ready to give shout-outs to all of our Patreon supporters, once again, patreon.com/wangers. That really does help us out here on the show. We do want to try to do some things. We were talking about video games earlier. Maybe Cody and I can start doing some video game stuff.
One day.
Maybe
One
a day. Commentary. Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. If not, we'll
if
get
I can do stuff from this room, which I'm just in my bedroom here. The internet's been pretty good here tonight.
It's been solid.
Down in my office, it's terrible. Mm. So that's where the streaming issues happen. But if I just do it here in the back of this wall, we can do anything. Come on.
Sky's the limit.
PlayStation in here.
Oh, bust it out. Bring them out. So we'll see. But in the meantime, make sure you're hitting that like button. Also, subscribing to the channel if you've never seen the channel before. If you've never seen all the things we do, check out our other episodes. Check out our creative content, such as short films and sketches, and do all that stuff. And leave a comment down below. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl, a.k.a. the big game this weekend? Or do you think it's just all scripted and you don't really care? Do all that stuff. We do appreciate all and any support towards us. Thank you, Wiley, for sending the super chat. Cody, are you ready with the sound bites? Because every week we give a shout out to our Patreon supporters, $15 and up, and it's followed by a sound bite.
Let's do it.
Aaron Woodley.
I'm not the biggest fan of YouTube, other than Shmozno and Screen Junkies.
Yeah. Ugh, cringe. Ella Quimler Young.
What do you think that Marvel's doing right that the other studios aren't doing?
Alexis
Lopez. Once again, that's us at 24, by the way.
Yeah.
The we what was the name of
Alexis that? Lopez. And if you know, you know. Arcado Cassianos.
Hey, guys. Check out this quesadilla here.
Billy Starley. How are they doing in the real football? Are they in the top four? Bobby Mitchell. Okay. I will not let you fucking bully me, Brian, for having fun with my life.
Brian, us at all.
I do miss Applebee's.
Brian D.
I'm the director. You're a stunt guy.
The fuck? Brian King.
I'm a director. You're a stunt guy.
Chris Jones.
Just let's live back to back here.
I'm the director. You're a stunt guy.
Oh, I
I'm
see.
I'm a director. You're a stunt guy.
Your Emily Blunt sounds like Michael Caine.
I'm a director. You're a stunt guy.
I know what you're talking about. It's pretty spot on.
Sydney Perez.
Hey, baby. I'm baby.
Connor Kennedy.
Hey, boy.
Elena Marie 10.
Oh, Xenon.
FS1138.
Okay, Xenon.
Giuseppe.
Have you heard?
Shit. I didn't realize.
Nah.
What did you say?
Giuseppe.
What did you say, Christian?
Giuseppe. Guespi. Harley Payne.
Have you heard this Olivia Rodrigo track?
James Lavario.
Right behind you, Kimberly.
John Noto.
Reach down into your pants.
Justin Than, who won to win?
Find your fucking balls.
Carl Soderbeck.
And your cock.
Catburger.
Perfect timing. It's a love story, baby. Just say yes.
Kyle Johnson.
Yes.
Maris Thornton.
Just to make sure there's no fraudulent behavior going on.
Stop the steal.
You know what we're talking about. It might have happened.
Michael Bittner. It didn't, by the way.
Stoned out of my mind, and I just finished coming.
Oh, my God.
That was from that Elon episode for some reason.
Nick Wade.
Yeah, suck my balls, Cody.
Owen Hart. We love you, Susan. Ruben E25.
The hell's Susan?
Sang Lay.
Oh, that one hurts. That one hurts so bad.
Senior Phil.
That one hurts too.
Sergio Castaneda.
Yeah.
Sheridan Ponce.
Yeah.
Stephanie Merritt.
Yeah!
Stefan Zolosi.
Yogurt delivery women are more than food couriers. They're family.
Terry Stockwell.
You are my favorite motherfucker.
TJ Jones.
Yeah, like, I think he's doing great work outside for the world and just technology in general. I think it's all very important stuff.
Tyler Eklund.
I love the fact that he's just, like, a rich dude and he wants to get everyone, like, he wants to get people to Mars. I love that. I think that's great.
Vin Kosha.
People don't like him, right? Just because he, like, tweets some stuff sometimes.
And finally, the birthday boy, Wiley Todd. Oh, you're going to make me cry. Shut up, Happy. Say it.
Shut up, Happy.
Oh.
Don't feel bad about me. I got my hand back.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises. A kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Oh.
Had to get the golf club in there, too.
Rest in peace, Carl Weathers. One of the greats. And unfortunate, but what a way to go. Dying in your sleep. Just nothing more fucking peaceful.
Hell of a life, man.
Just hell of a fucking career.
Hell of a life.
Director. Actor, just
in this industry, how he was able to like have many different like eras of success. Like so many people have different Carl Weathers things. You know what I mean? Like Rocky is the big one, but like for us, it was Happy Gilmore.
It was Happy Gilmore and Predator for me.
Yeah, Arrested Development. I know people had him for, and like even like newer people with Mandalorian. Probably, yeah. Like, you know, it's wild. Yeah, rest
damn
in peace,
shame. Mando. Just the way you can say
Mando.
That.
Mando. Oh,
yeah. One of the greats. Yeah. Getting old sucks. But we've got all these great movies and stuff to cherish his memory. So rest in peace to great Carl Weathers. And shout out to all of you out there just for being wonderful people. So cherish your loved ones. Give them kisses. Give them hugs. Enjoy every bit of life that you have. Because, it's very short, but it's great. So thank you all. Is that good?
I gotta clip that one. Okay. That's good. That's good. All right. That's gonna go with your happiness speeches.
Okay, all right. It wasn't as dark or dour.
No,
or
no, no. It's a nice way to a little button on that.
Instead of ending on the song, can we end again with Carl Weathers in the song? Can you cue it up? Yeah. Let's cue it up.
Ready?
All right. Thank you all. And in 3, 2, 1. There it is, folks. Ending with Carl Weathers. Shut up, Happy. My favorite.
Shut up, Happy. Don't feel bad about me. I got my hand back, see? We've only just begun.
This is gonna get claimed too, so who gives a flip?
White lace and promises.
Make sure you guys are leaving comments. Your comment will be featured on next week's episode. There it is, folks. Thank you all. We appreciate every single one of you. So please make sure you're hitting that like button, commenting down below, subscribing if you haven't.
Baby.
And RP to the GOAT, Carl Weathers. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
I'm a director. You're a stone guy.